Perhaps we'll start something. Maybe rice will be the future of Cornwall. Effie is half in and half out of the back door, a tray of rice seedlings in each hand, squinting upwards. "It's the perfect day for it, Cathy," she says. Picking up two more trays, I follow her out. The sky is leaden, air close. All May we have had no rain, an awkward prelude to our experiment with water plants, and then June started with thunder. Today the clouds are pregnant and fit to erupt. I feel the sea in the air, too, damp and sticky. Her veg patch, which took up half the garden, is now a shallow pool, with mud oozing at the edges of long water-filled channels. The earth that came out of each channel is heaped at the borders of the paddy to keep the water in. She dug the bed over 2 weeks, in the long summer daylight hours after work. I use that time to focus on getting ahead of a wedding commission for autumn. 3 bridesmaid dresses with cap sleeves and fishtails, in a raw silk, the colour of Victoria plums. I've been running my own dressmaking business for 5 years now. Wedding work is the most demanding, the most delicate, and the most potentially dramatic. Those 2 weeks gave me 3 twirls, though, so that I'm ready for 3 bridesmaids to try them on before I cut the silk. Now I look at Effie's creation, which is messy and full of mud. "It's been a lot of work," I say. "I hope it's worth it." She catches me in her gaze, brown eyes smiling. "It will be. And yeah, it really has. I got blisters from the shovel." "You poor thing." We grew the seedlings with care on the south-facing windowsills of our cottage. They have started life as they mean to go on, beside the sea. Effie watered them daily from the stream until their green stems each had 2 leaves. They look like new grass, vibrant and spindly. I wonder how they will take to the salty air. Will their leaves cloud over, like blackberries on a bluff? Will the rice have a seaweed tang? In between going back and forth for plants, Effie tells me her calculations. How many seedlings will fit in each row of the paddy, and what the distance between each plant must be. The rice patch is all her experiment, from the research into which variety to grow, down to the number of biodegradable starter trays we needed to buy at the garden centre. I think her favourite app on her phone is the calculator. That or the to-do list. I'm intrigued and happy to help, and looking forward to cooking the rice. But we both know who the project manager is in this endeavour. "How long before we have rice, then?" I ask. She scrunches her nose, remembering the facts. "This is the late variety. I think it said around 130 days after sowing." She ticks off 4 months on her fingers. "We should be able to harvest in mid-September, just before the season turns. I hope I've got the timings right. Is that like most cereals, a late summer harvest?" I shrug, thinking of a field of wheat. "Will I get to drive the combine?" She raises her eyebrows. Either I'm not taking this seriously enough, or she thinks it's a terrible joke. I try again. "And will we have some of the seed for next year, or doesn't it work like that?" She tells me that's exactly how it works, that she ended up buying enough halo rice seed, that's the variety, some kind of salt-resistant hybrid, for 2 years, because she wasn't sure how good our germination rate would be, but that we should also keep back some seed. "Don't cook it all just yet, Cathy," she says. She carries on talking, but I get distracted by the piping call of 2 oyster catchers flying overhead and watch them, white and black, until they disappear over the top of the house. They'll be heading down to the rocks now that the tide is low, searching for whatever it is they eat. I've never seen an oyster down there. "These plants are small. Do you think the water will keep the slugs away?" Effie says, holding up a seedling. We have a brief discussion about the swimming ability of slugs. Effie reminds me that they drown in beer traps, but I think that's because they're drunk rather than because they can't swim. She grimaces. "Let's hope British slugs don't have a taste for rice," I offer, and she makes a joke about them being nationalists that only like native food. I remind her they always made short work of our pak choy.